The Iowa Department for the Blind has offered a range of tutorial material through its Project Assist service. It's been available on cassette and also for download for a fee from the internet. Now they're branching out into an extensive distance learning program that aims to offer blind people the chance to be ready to take the Microsoft Office Specialist test. To tell us about this and what else is going on at Project Assist, we're joined once again by Michael Barber. Michael, nice to have you back on the program again. What's been happening with Project Assist before we talk about the distance learning program? I understand that there are some updated tutorials on the website since we last spoke.
That is true, Jonathan, and also thank you for having me on the program. Some of the tutorials that we have now that are new since last we spoke are tutorials all centered around the Microsoft XP operating system. And those tutorials specifically would be Windows XP with JAWS, Microsoft Word XP with JAWS, Microsoft Excel XP with JAWS, and also Internet Fundamentals, which deals with Internet Explorer 6. And then we will soon have Microsoft Access XP with JAWS coming out. And then later on this year, we will have a tutorial for Outlook XP and also PowerPoint XP with JAWS.
Can you tell us a little bit about those tutorials for those people who aren't familiar with the work of Project Assist in terms of the formats that you can get them and, I guess, the philosophy behind their design?
All right. The philosophy that we use as we design the tutorial is there to be a step-by-step tutorial. We use a strictly keyboard approach for the computer user. This is meant to be used with the JAWS screen reader. And so we use that approach. We also then start out by talking about the program. We give an overview of the program. We describe the program window. We describe what the program actually does. We talk about any settings that might have to be changed to make JAWS work as best it can with the program. We then talk about opening and closing documents. If it's a Word tutorial, for instance, we'll also talk about things like formatting, that sort of thing, printing, spell checking, proofing your document. Also, we'll get into lots of more specific formatting issues, cutting and pasting formatting from one document to another, envelopes and labels, letters, that sort of thing. Then in Word XP, for instance, we end up that tutorial after we've covered a lot of basics with Windows. We get into some disk cleanup type issues, just things that you need to do to keep your system running optimally. So we get into system restore, we get into disk cleanup, that sort of thing.
When you started these tutorials, there were a number available for a range of screen readers, including HAL and WindowWise, and even, I think, at one point, Window Bridge, when that was being more widely used than it is now. Have you exclusively focused on JAWS now?
The reason we're focusing pretty much on JAWS right now is because our distance education project that we're involved in specifically uses JAWS for Windows. So that is why now we have changed our focus and specifically are focusing on JAWS.
Okay. You are announcing and you've been taking registrations for some time for a new distance learning program. And I suppose one of the challenges whenever a blind person seeks to gain training in the use of their software that they must use with a screen reader is that those qualifications really need to be something that the industry recognizes. And you've come up with some funding that will allow people to do some screen reader friendly training for the Microsoft Office Specialist Program. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, sir. We received funding, a 5-year grant from the National Institute on Disability Research and Rehabilitation. And this is a 5-year project grant where we are working on with a distance education program to help blind people become Microsoft Office Specialist certified. Now, to start out with, we are not certifying anybody, but what happens is we prepare them to take these MOS tests. These formerly, by the way, used to be called Microsoft Office User Specialist tests, and Microsoft sometime recently changed that to MOS. So we then endeavored to get this project going. We're finishing up the first year of our pilot project, and that was a pilot team of 6 people here from Iowa who decided they wanted to try their hand at becoming Microsoft Office Specialist certified. We have a team of 6, and they're almost finished. We started out with 6. We now have 3 active members. Some have had to leave for specific, different reasons. And so these guys, they've gone through, they're up through Microsoft Access right now. In fact, they're just finishing that up today. And pretty soon they'll be starting on some other aspects, Outlook 2002 and PowerPoint. It's been an interesting time. We are working out all sorts of wrinkles that we come across, and one of their purposes, of course, is to go through the tutorials that we develop and help pick out things that maybe we missed, or helps us to clarify things that we've put in there a little bit better. They help us fine-tune everything, and they've done a real fine job. We're real proud of all of them. So that's what we're doing at this point. As I say, the first year is about over. We are now taking applications nationally in the United States from people who would be interested in becoming Microsoft Office Specialist certified. Now, let me make clear right away that this is not just a distance online project for people who just want to learn a little bit more about Windows or a little bit more about Word. This has a specific goal in mind. In other words, that after they finish these courses, that they will then go to their various Microsoft Office Specialist testing centers and take these tests and then report back to us, because this is a research project. Now, for those who want to learn more about how to use Windows and how to use Word and don't care about the office specialist area, then they can buy our tutorials.
So, can you tell me a bit more about the program and how that will work? You talk about distance learning. Is it going to be an extensive series of modules in the same way that the tutorials are, or is it kind of live and interactive using some sort of collaborative learning technology?
Okay, it's live, interactive, they are based on the tutorials, but they're also instructor-led, which is different than just using the tutorial by itself. So what happens, for instance, is that each week the class will meet, and it's a teleconference. We have a teleconferencing system that we use, and people call into this particular center, and each week they'll meet with our instructor for about an hour and a half, and it's an interactive session where she will talk to the students, give them instruction. Students can interact, raise questions, raise issues that they've had in the past week, and so forth. Then what happens after that is they receive assignments that they have to do. They have to take quizzes online, and we also give them extra exercises that we want them to perform and practice with, which will help them become more astute in using these applications so that they're better prepared for the Microsoft Office Specialist test when they go take it.
And is there a cost to the individual to take this course?
There is not a tuition cost. Now, let me make clear that right now we are, as we open this application process, our initial candidate would be an active rehab client. And the reason, of course, for this is because we are this is a research project, and it is through NIDR. And so we want to deal with the rehabilitation agency and the rehabilitation client first. Now, this does not mean, by the way, that other people cannot apply, but we're going to give preference to the active rehab client first of all. And so to them, there is no cost. Now, what will happen is, as we deal with the agency and so forth, if the client has a need for different software, more up-to-date software, more up-to-date operating system, more up-to-date hardware, the counselor, the agency may elect to go ahead and make that available for the student. For the person who is not a rehab client, the cost to them would be, if they have to upgrade their software, they would be responsible for that cost. If they have to upgrade their operating system, they would be responsible. If they have to upgrade their hardware, they would be responsible for that. We would supply a calling card. We came across a pretty good deal with a local retailer here for some really, I think it's like about 1,000-minute calling card. And the person would be provided with that so that they could use that to call in to the conference each week and also to call in to the teaching assistant for any questions between classes that they would have. So that would be the cost. Now, we do have available on a limited basis some computers that we can loan out. These are laptops that we would loan out, and we would deal, you know, with the rehabilitation agency in that area, and loan the computer out that way if we need to. But again, that's a limited basis.
How accessible is the actual testing process when you turn up at that Microsoft Center and take the test? Are they going to be ready for you in terms of accessibility requirements?
Yeah, what will happen, Jonathan, is that we have someone who will be calling and talking to the various testing centers in the various locations and telling them what they need to know about accessibility issues. So we talk to them ahead of time so that they're aware when the person comes in that they'll have their copy of JAWS and their authorization key with them so they can get it loaded onto the XP system. And that will also let them know that the person will be able to take the special disabilities test for the MOS certification. What that means is, for the sighted person, the normal test lasts 45 minutes. For the blind person, we've been extended an extra 45 minutes in which to complete the test.
What does that say about how productive a blind person can be with the computer then? And will that be a disincentive for employers to take us on if word gets around that actually it takes double the time for a blind person to do the test?
I think one of the reasons for the extended period of time is I think because there have been some issues in the past where it may be a little slower for a blind person, as you sometimes have to use a JAWS cursor to do what you need to do. And so Microsoft has made that extension. Now, this isn't to say a person couldn't get it done in 45 minutes, but for the most part, we have found that because, for instance, you have to use a reader. The questions that you are asked, they're not very handily accessible with JAWS. Yes, you can get down there with a JAWS cursor, and you can read the questions, but it really does slow you way down. So it's really better that a person use a reader when they're doing that. Now, and sometimes if a person is not real astute in using a reader, that can slow you down as well. The reader also has to, some of the questions have more than one part to them. There's more than one task. So after you've completed one part of the task, then the reader then has to use the mouse to click or scroll to the next part of the task, to the next question, so that you can be aware of then what's expected of you next. So this does take a little bit longer.
And I take it that once people have acquired the actual skills involved in taking the test, that there's some sort of drilling that you do in preparing people for the actual test itself.
Oh, yes. As I said, we have the exercises, the additional exercises, in addition to the homework that they have to do. And we want them to take those exercises and use them over and over, and we encourage them to do that, because it's only through practice that they're going to be really able to take these tests successfully. You see, when you take these MOS tests, they really expect that the application you're being tested in is second nature to you, and that you'll be able to perform everything almost without thinking about it.
And if it's determined that this program is a success, are you hoping to obtain further funding to expand it or keep it running at its present level?
Well, we certainly hope that we can obtain additional funding, whether it be at its present level. That'd be one thing, but we would hope that we could expand it into other areas. We haven't really gotten that far yet. We're dealing with a lot of other issues right now as far as working with Certiport, who are the developers here, and we work with them to just make sure everything's accessible. We deal with that. And, by the way, they're doing a great job. We work hand in hand with them. We're a testing center here at the department, and so we are able to provide them with tips to make their testing much more accessible.
So how can people contact Project Assist if they'd like to find out more information about this, or even just take a look at the wide range of tutorials on offer?
They can go to our website, first of all. The address is www.blind.state.ia.us/assist. And on there will be a link to Assist Online. And if they want to click on that link, then a person can also go and download an application and get that filled out. And they can email that back, and I'll give the information about that as well. They can also call my number at 515-281-1305 for further information. Or if they want to have an application emailed to them, they can email me at Barber, B-A-R-B-E-R, dot Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at blind.state.ia.us. And that's how they can do that.
Very good. Well, all the best with this. I think that the Microsoft Office Specialist Certification is a critical thing to have, really, if you're wanting to progress in many fields in the IT industry. So well done on this pilot program, and I'm sure that Main Menu will follow it with interest.
Jonathan, I thank you again, and let me also say that, and I'm sure the rest of the blindness community feels the same way, you have been doing an excellent, excellent job in Main Menu and ACB Radio. It's just been a real service to all of us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right.